Welcome to the Disneyland Forever podcast, your source for all things from the happiest place on earth. For more updates, make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Disneyland Forever, and you can check out our website, disneylandforever.com. Hello.
Hi.
It's Jordan.
And Daniel. Hey. It's gonna be May.
I guess you can only get to do that like once a year, don't you?
Yep. All right, actually,
you actually. Okay, let me be specific, though. You never do that.
What?
That.
It's a joke.
No.
Gonna be my? What do I not do?
I've never seen you do it.
It's a funny meme.
I've heard somewhere that Justin Timberlake doesn't like when people keep bringing that up, because he says, I clearly said it's gonna be me. And then, like, as a person who grew up listening to NSYNC, I'm here to tell you, no, you
it's
said
my. All the 90s songs were my.
Yes, and I keep listening to it over and over again, like, nope. It still says nay.
Even Britney Spears sounds like nay. Yeah.
So it might drive him nuts, but well, that's what you get for being a musician from the 90s.
Yep.
Because that's just how they all did it. Anyway, so I know that last week we were talking about like how great the weather's been, and then it came and rained and got cold again.
Yes.
And so that's
nice today.
It's nice today. It's not been bad.
I told you it was going to rain.
I know you did.
It's called springtime.
I know. I didn't think that it was there permanently, but yeah. I'm just hoping we are going to be at Disneyland for just a very, very brief moment next week. Like, we're coming in Monday night, and then we're leaving very, very, very first thing Wednesday morning. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we're hoping that one day the weather is actually pretty decent. It would be nice if that were the case, but...
Yeah, I think the atmospheric rivers are gone, so I think we should be good.
Hopefully. Since it is the beginning of May, with that also comes May the 4th, which is this Saturday.
May the 4th be with you.
Exactly. And so we just figured it would be very apropos. Let me use that term. Apropos to...
Pulling out the big words.
It's three syllables. It's not too full of ourselves here.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. I can say big words too.
And so we move on to talk about Star Wars and just all the different things that you can do to, if you or someone in your party is a big Star Wars fan. And this is not all stuff that's just exclusive to May 4th, because I know there's very few people that can actually be there on May 4th, but they actually do celebrations all May long every year. And especially this year, we're going to talk about how confusing it's getting, because it's a little bit weird. And if you're
it's May the 4th all the way through December the 4th.
We'll talk about it.
I don't know what's going on.
They have a little bit of an identity crisis right now, and so we're very confused, but we're still going to talk about Star Wars stuff. We do have a new review that we want to read.
Yes, it's from Kenya's World. They said, informative and entertaining. Thanks for the great info. I always look forward to your weekly podcast. Also, it's Dunch, not Linner. My mom always used to say Lunner, so.
Do you remember when we talked about that, right?
Yes, I do.
This was a while ago, but Dunch.
Dunch.
I kind of like that.
Well, there's brunch. My mom said Lunner. I'm going to go with Lunner.
See, and I always grew up where my dad kept calling lunch dinner and dinner supper, and it drove my mom absolutely up the wall.
That's just old people, though.
But they're like the same age, and they grew up in the same town. And, well, no, they didn't grow up in the same town, but they went to the same high school, and my dad has been married to my mom longer than he lived at home, and she's never called it breakfast, dinner, supper.
Minnesotans, I lived there for 2 years, would do the same thing.
Breakfast, dinner, supper?
Yeah.
In the UK, it was always, actually, they would usually say, like, breakfast, lunch, tea. Mm. At least in the part of the UK I was in.
Yeah, they'd say, I'm going to go eat my dinner, but thanks for calling.
Anyway, we're getting off topic. Thank you so much for leaving the review. It's short and sweet, but we really Dunch. Appreciate it. Dunch.
In conclusion,
I remember Dunch. Reading that when it came in. I was like, haha. So thank you so much. We really appreciate it. If you haven't done so yet, make sure that you leave us a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify or Audible. And then if you feel so inclined, then you can leave us a longer 5-star review on Apple. And we really appreciate it. We love reading them. It helps us so much. And we love it. Thank you so much. It always puts a smile on our face when we read them.
Yes.
So with that, we don't have a ton of news. So we will go ahead and get into it. So let's first talk about, so Pixar Fest has officially started. They began a lot of the shows, like the Better Together Parade and the Together Forever. There's too much together. The Together Forever
fireworks show.
I know you did. I never really thought about it until I started saying it out loud. I'm like, oh, this is a lot. Anyway, they started those like a week early. So they weren't new by the time it started, but it's going.
They've changed the name of World of Color to Together We Get Sprayed by Water Together.
It's not a Pixar-themed World of Color, though.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they're still doing World of Color 1.
I think so.
So, I mean, it is cool. California Adventure has a parade again. They haven't had one since before COVID. It seems like the parade is about 7 minutes long.
And for some reason, you said they have a dessert party.
I failed to notice that if you are interested, they have a dessert party for the Better Together Parade at California Adventure through Sonoma Terrace.
$69.
It's $69. It's very, very similar to the stuff they have for the World of Color dessert party. They do have like that Pixar cake that's over in the Plaza Inn. They have a miniature version of that on the platter. They have a macaron. They have a Rice Krispie treat. They had a whole bunch of other things, like still like grapes and cheeses too, but I was just more confused, like, why is this a thing for such a short parade?
And during the day, when
it's
you're
during the day
in the sun, it's not going to be very exciting to just sit in the sun and wait for a parade that's very quick.
Yeah, I'm a little confused, but that is a thing that you can do.
All your desserts will melt.
Well, it's not that hot yet. It is only April.
It's Southern California.
We'll talk about it in midsummer.
Yeah.
When that happens. But right now, it's not so bad. Along with that, we now have a better look at some of the new Pixar characters that they've added for meet and greets in both Disneyland and California Adventure. I don't know all the places you can meet them. I know in the Fantasyland Theater where they have that Pixar Pals Playtime party thing. It had a lot of P's. I don't remember exactly what it is.
It doesn't have the word together, though.
No, it's just all p p p p p. There's a bunch of meet and greets there. They have some in Hollywoodland, and they have some in Pixar Pier, I think is where you can find these.
You get to meet our favorite Disney Pixar character of all time, Doug.
Doug. They do have a talking Doug.
We're not into
you,
that. Sorry.
If you've listened to this for a while, you know.
We're not into Doug.
Doug is not our favorite cup of tea here. But if you love him, they now have him. He interacts with you like he can talk, which is very kind of cool. When you think about it, objectively, it's cool.
He jumps on you. He licks you.
No, he does not.
Slobber.
Nope, he doesn't. Oh, because okay. No, you shouldn't bring that up, though, because someone actually is suing Goofy and his handler for accidentally tripping over them. It's a thing. So some of the other characters, they have Wade and Ember from Elemental. I love the idea.
They're not executed great.
I'm not loving it, but maybe they look better in person. I don't know. They do have Ian and Barley from Onward.
Yes.
And I think they look great.
Yes.
I'm very excited. I think you can even meet them in front of their van from the movie, which is cool.
And the Luca guys, right?
Yes, they have Luca and Alberto. Mm-hmm. Again, great in theory.
I think they look okay.
They look
okay. It's better than in the parade where it's just weird, non-water, very cheap-looking float.
I think my thing with them is that their characters are just difficult because they don't wear a ton of clothes. It takes place in Italy in the middle of summer in a beachside town. And so they wear like, you know, short shorts and like a tank top.
Da, 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 da.
And so more like there's a lot of skin, but they're supposed to be like,
it's fish skin and
no, like not that, like,
oh, and they're human too. Yeah.
Yeah. That, and it's difficult to then, I don't know. I could see that it's challenging. They chose a very challenging pair of characters. Again, maybe they look better in person. And then some of the ones I'm actually really excited for is that they have the Incredibles in different costumes.
Yes, I saw that.
You can see Mr. Incredible in his classic outfit, the blue one with the red dot on the eye. And then you can also see, they label it as Mrs. Incredible. And a friend of ours did point out, like, you mean Elastigirl? I'm like, yes, but for some reason people don't remember that her name is Elastigirl. So she is around in her Incredibles 2 outfit, which I think is a lot of fun. So I actually am as excited for those ones as I am for anything else. I don't know about you.
Yes.
Okay.
Turning red girls, right?
I don't remember if they're out for meet and greets or if they're just in the parade.
I thought there was one. Maybe not.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. I know people were surprised in the parade that they are face characters. They're not in masks. Mm-hmm. Like, I makes sense to me. Another thing that they added for Pixar Fest is if you know Pixar films, you know that in each movie, they have the Pizza Planet truck from Toy Story hidden somewhere in the movie. And sometimes it's they change the forms that fits the setting a little bit better, but they always try to put something.
I was asking Jordan last night, well, how do they do it in The Good Dinosaur? There was not pizza back then.
Apparently in the silo, there's a distinctly truck-shaped rock that has a distinctly rocket-shaped rock on top of the hood. So it's still the Pizza Planet truck. Anyway, they've hidden 50 Pizza Planet trucks throughout the parks. And so it's a lot of fun to try and find them. Because they don't always look exactly like the Pizza Planet truck. And sometimes you have to know where to look to find them. Because there's actually, I can tell you right now, one of them is apparently inside the Tiki Room.
Huh.
You have to find it. It's kind of cool. So I think that's just like a fun little thing. If you're going to be there this summer, try to keep an eye open for some of the Pizza Planet trucks. And if you want to find it and not make it easy, I would suggest you get off Instagram for a little while because that's how I know about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of hints on there.
Yeah.
You don't get anything for finding them. It's just fun.
No.
And then for May, because May is AAPI month, they have...
AAPI Heritage Month.
Heritage Month. Yes, sorry. They have a bunch of food options at certain locations. Not a ton, but... Some.
So at Disneyland, the majority are at the Tropical Hideaway, which makes sense. One they listed, I'm just going to tell you, this is not for AAPI Heritage Month. It's there for Pixar Fest. Because
there's overlap, okay.
There's overlap, but it's not there for that. They do have a Dole Whip Pineapple Ginger Mint Float. So it has pineapple ginger juice and a smoked salt spice rim. I think that sounds delightful.
Yes.
They have something very, very similar to that at Aulani, and I love it. They have.
It's also there to celebrate Pineapple Eating Day, which is May...
What? 4th.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of other overlaps.
Anyway, so then they also have the shrimp and chive pot stickers, a crispy chili garlic... with a crispy chili garlic dipping sauce. I don't know what makes it crispy. Char siu bao, so a sticky roasted pork and sweet barbecue sauce. Lime chicken bao with butternut squash and fresh herbs. Although that's currently available. The rest of these are currently available. Actually, some of them were. Sorry, I'm looking through. Some of them say new. Some of them are like, oh, this is already available, which I'm not loving that they're like listing off the things that have always been there, but whatever. Over at California Adventure, obviously they have a lot going on in San Francisco Square. So at the Aunt Cass Cafe, they have a California roll sandwich. This does not sound appetizing to me, but it would to you.
Yes.
So shrimp crab salad, wasabi mayo, and yakisoba sauce in milk bread bun, topped with masago and served with garlic chips.
Sounds good to me.
Then they have a yuzu bread pudding, which sounds amazing. Yuzu is a type of lemon. So it's lemon with blueberry compote and graham
cracker
crust.
It's a sweeter type of lemon.
Yes, it is. I'm very excited about that. Then they have a yuzu lemonade coffee, which sounds like I would spit that out in a heartbeat.
Yeah, coffee doesn't need acidic things with it.
Nope.
But thanks.
Nope. Over at the Hollywood Lounge, they have a dragon fruit soju mule. I don't know what soju is. I assume it's some sort of alcohol. That's all I can tell you. I don't actually know. And then a bunch of things that are currently available at other places, which we already knew about. Smoke Jumpers Grill is going to have a passion orange and guava punch, which you can also get alcoholic if you'd like. And I love passion fruit, orange juice, and guava together. It's
also
amazing.
Pog juice. If you go to Hawaii.
Yes. Studio Catering Company that's over in Hollywoodland have an orange chicken burrito. So literally like everything that you would get with an orange chicken meal is wrapped in a burrito.
It's Panda Express in a tortilla.
Yep.
Okay.
And a lychee pear refresher. And then over at the rest of them are actually at the Disneyland Hotel because they have a lot of Adventureland themed things at the Disneyland Hotel. So at the Tongaroa Terrace, they will have tempura battered green beans with Togaroshi aioli, an island salad with choice of teriyaki chicken or grilled salmon, romaine, pineapple glaze, smoked ham, green papaya slaw, mandarin orange dragon fruit compote, cotija cheese, edamame, pog aioli, and shallots and a passion fruit vinaigrette. They also have a swaying palm salad, which has a lot of chicken or salmon, spicy mizuna and matcha greens. I don't know what that is. Mosh greens? Maybe it's mosh. I don't know. Charred hearts of palm, cucumber, cashews, julienne peppers, carrots, snow peas, and puff rice noodle.
Yay, snow peas.
Served with sesame vinaigrette. A tonkatsu ramen, which is pork ramen. Shrimp tempura with ponzu dipping sauce. And then the rest of it is already offered before. For breakfast, they have a few new breakfast options. Tropical buttermilk pancakes, which are macadamia nut pancakes with bananas and maple syrup. Kalbi short ribs and eggs for those crazy people who like meat and eggs with their breakfast.
Sure. I mean, I like ham and bacon. That is all.
Yeah,
and
but sausage. This is not that.
No.
And then they have a coconut French toast. So it's literally, I assume, is there a picture of it? Yes, it's just like French toast covered in coconut. Sounds amazing to me. And then a Kahlua-style pork breakfast croissant sandwich. And I think that's it. That's new. Then at Trader Sam's and China Tiki Bar, they will have spiced dry rub chicken wings, a Loco Moco Wagyu cheeseburger, a katsu chicken curry, which is like a fried chicken, Kahlua-style pork nacho poutine, sweet potato fries, sagoroshe aioli, cotija cheese, cheese sauce, pickled red onion, lime crema, and cilantro. That is a lot of different parts of the world slammed together on a plate.
Evidently. Does cheese sauce mean cheese whiz?
I think so. That's why I'm like, wow, Philly cheese we even got America on that yep. plate. And then a pele fish and chips, which is crisp battered fish, togoroshe aioli, and ponzu dipping sauces with a choice of sweet potato or french fries. And a hearts of palm salad. It's the same one I think is at the Tongaroa Terrace. And that's everything. So that's supposed to be for the month of May.
They're not really doing anything majorly.
No, it's mostly just new food.
Just a couple of food things.
Just new food. That's about all they're really adding. Okay, there's one other news item that we're going to put in part of our main segment, which I guess we're going to get into right now. So, oh, and by the way, in case you're just wondering, as we talk about a cat.
Our cute cat is sitting straddled
between two of us.
Both of us.
So it's really kind of cute.
And she's so cute.
She had a rough day because we took her to get her nails trimmed and she's upset at us about that. okay. So Star Warsy things, May the 4th, all that jazz. Obviously there's always lots of really big Star Warsy things going on all the time. And so we're going to talk about some of that stuff and also some of the stuff that's unique to this year that doesn't always happen or some things that are brand new.
Yes.
So let's start with what apparently is everyone's favorite, which is the overlay of Hyperspace Mountain.
It's good. It's fun.
It is a worthwhile is overlay.
Yes, by itself. We still prefer the original. So we were confused because we thought that for the May the 4th Be With Youth and all the Season of the Force and stuff, it was going to end and then they were going to close down Space Mountain. No, it's going to be hyperspace for at least, a little while.
At least as far as we can tell, they could just maybe just throw it on the refurbishment schedule, but it's not on there now.
Yeah, right now it's just continuing, so okay.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people that say that this is their preferred version of Space Mountain. I would like them to stop talking.
It's probably Hannah. It's probably...
No, you'd be surprised how many people. I don't like the opening part of it at all, but I really like the last half. And so that's why I get off going like, oh, okay. It was good. Also, Hyperspace Mountain in Paris is just so much better.
Yes.
Okay. And then obviously, that does happen every May, by the way. Hyperspace Mountain comes through every May. So that is not a new thing to this time of year. And if you want to try and catch it, just plan a trip in May, and it's more likely than not that you're going to catch Hyperspace Mountain. And then obviously, there's always the stuff at Galaxy's Edge. Just Galaxy's Edge itself, the different characters. It seems like
now they have those cute jumping
BDX.
BDX droids. They're so cute. I want to meet one now.
I really want to steal one. I'm going to steal one. They always have new characters that you can go and meet from different movies or television shows, which is super cool. Obviously, there's the Rise of the Resistance and Smuggler's Run that you can ride. You can go in to Oga's Cantina, which remember that is not just for adults.
Nope. Yeah. Kids can go in. There's lots of non-alcoholic drinks and then a couple of snacks. And it's just fun ambiance, even if they don't drink anything.
Super fun. And you don't necessarily have to get reservations. You can always put yourself on the waiting list. It's usually not terrible. Then you can also build a lightsaber at Sabi's Workshop. You can build a droid at the Droid Depot. Those are premium experiences, but you can do them.
They're selling stuff from the Star Cruiser for some reason because they have leftover stuff and I'm very confused, but it's there.
Yep. If you want the cheaper, I forgot to put this down, but if you want the cheaper lightsaber building experience, then you go over to the Star Trader at Tomorrowland.
Yeah, they're the cheaper.
It's like, the cheaper lightsabers.
Ones. Yeah. But it's still fun for kids.
Yeah, kids enjoy it. Also over in Tomorrowland at the Star Wars Launch Bay, which is largely not used, Disney Visa card holders can do a meet and greet there most days. It's typically
kind of just midday time hours, like maybe 10 to 2 or something.
It's typically Darth Vader.
Yep. Which I'm still scared of. I still enjoy it and I'll still do it multiple times. But yeah, it's usually Darth Vader.
And then if you're not in the parks that day or you're not into Disneyland that day, there's always the Star Wars Trading Post in Downtown Disney, which has all of this stuff except for like the Savi's Workshop or Droid Depot stuff. That's not there. But everything else that you could buy in Disneyland for Star Wars, that's there in Downtown Disney.
Yes.
So lots of options there.
Which they were working on the building or something out in front. I wonder what they did.
I thought they were just working on the pathway.
Oh, still may have been the path.
Yeah. I think they were working on the ground for the Downtown Disney remake overlay.
It is
What is it? The redo.
Yeah, it is quite brilliant how they turned the Rainforest Cafe into some sort of Star Wars-y Endor looking.
It works really well.
It works.
It works really well. One thing I forgot to mention, and we kind of said this before, but the construction walls, most of the construction walls are down in the middle of Downtown Disney.
Yay.
So you can walk around through it much easier. The restaurants aren't open yet, but the walls are down.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was worried about the little soccer shop, the Pele, was that what it's called?
Yeah.
That people wouldn't notice it.
That's a little bit easier to notice.
Yeah, you can see it now.
All right, so the rest of this that we're going to talk about, this is more stuff that's specific to this year, and it's really confusing. So we already just talked about how Pixar Fest is going on all summer. Season of the Force is also going on right now. It's a concurrent thing, and it's supposed to end June 2nd. It has its own lineup of food. We talked about it a few episodes ago. And this is what they started with, the Fire of the Rising Moons fireworks thing, which, in case you're wondering, what exactly is this? It is watching the fireworks from Galaxy's Edge, but now they actually have their own Star Wars music playing. And in case you're wondering, yes, the show will be different if they're showing different fireworks shows on Main Street. Because it's not a separate show. That's why you notice that it's at the exact same time. It's just different music for the same fireworks.
Which they don't do fireworks every night of the week, so interesting.
Apparently they've been trying to.
A little more lately. Huh.
If you're wondering why there's no Fire of the Rising Moons one night, it's because there's no fireworks that night.
Yeah.
So.
Before they would just have just regular fireworks, and they're fun to watch back there, and they're very close and very loud, but there was absolutely no music. So
now there's music. I've been hearing that it's very crowded back there.
Huh.
That it's popular.
Interesting.
People are loving watching it. So just FYI, apparently it's popular. But at the same time, as far as we can see, it is not stopping with the Season of the Force on June 2nd. It's continuing. At least that's what it shows on the schedule. If you look on the schedule for, like, we're going to be there June 2nd through the 5th. Through the 5th with some friends. And every day it has Fire of the Rising Moons listed.
I don't see why that would need to go away.
Otherwise, there's
no music. So they don't. Yeah, they don't put in the other stuff. So
it's just that they listed as though this was going to be like an exclusive thing.
Huh.
And it's not.
Oh, yeah.
We actually can't figure out what's stopping on June 2nd. Because like we mentioned, Hyperspace Mountain, it should end on June 2nd, but it's not listed now. And I don't know. I'm very confused. I guess the food will end on that day?
Who knows?
I don't know.
They're not going to do hyperspace all summer. It's probably just a couple of weeks after.
It might show up later on the refurbishment schedule because it only needs to close for like a day or two.
Yeah.
But it usually closes for at least a day or two. But it's, I don't know what actually is supposed to be, besides food, what ends at the end of the Season of the Force.
The Season of the Force ends.
Yeah. then they also have released this new foodie guide for May the 4th. And it's worldwide because Disneyland, Hollywood Studios, and Disneyland Paris all have Star Wars things in them. So this is for all of them. But this says that they start May 4th and go through August 22nd.
Okay.
So that's past Pixar Fest.
There's overlap and then there's extra.
I don't understand. Bonus. This is where I'm really confused. It sounds delicious. I just don't get it. So Docking Bay 7 in Galaxy's Edge, they have a shockin' beef with Tatooine bounty with peppers, onions, and crispy kale. Do we know what that means? Nope. That's the entire description. Yep.
Well, they always do a seasonal dish at Docking Bay 7.
So yeah, maybe that's what that is.
That's what it means.
At Katsaka's Kettle, this is the popcorn place in Galaxy's Edge, they have a Kenyanian tapato pie, which the reason it's tapato is because it's their potatoes. It's a tapato pie.
That's what it is.
A potato pie with curry spice potatoes, mixed vegetables, and mint chutney.
You say tapato, I say tapato.
Also say tapato. Yeah. And then at Oka's Cantina, they're going to have a guava coconut milk with basil crystals. Guava juice, coconut milk, lime juice, and pure cane syrup topped with basil crystals.
Hmm.
I don't think that's what this picture is. I think this is Ronto Roasters, the Destrin ice cap. Because it looks more like ice.
Yes.
Sprite and kiwi syrup with sweet cream cheese.
Ooh. I'd be willing to try that.
Interesting. And then at beverage carts throughout Galaxy's Edge, they'll have Galma garlic puffs. Sure. Then they will also have a Lothcat souvenir mug available
it's
at Oga's Cantina.
So cute.
I heard some people say Lothcat. They're Lothcats.
Lothcats.
We have seen Star Wars Rebels. We are familiar with these things. They're also in Ahsoka.
Yes.
But this is really, really cute. So it's going to be available at Oga's. And then some sort of sap tap cup, which includes a fountain beverage at time of purchase, which will be found at Docking Bay 7, Galactic Grill, and Ronto Roasters, because those are the three main Star Wars-themed eateries.
Hmm.
Someone asked, like, why Galactic Grill? Like, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars. And then they will still have the salvaged Stormtrooper helmet bucket that's there for Season of the Force, quote-unquote, although apparently that will be done longer than that.
2020.
And then a couple other little things that they've had in the past. A droid parts premium vessel, I guess. And then the acid spitter orb sipper. I've seen those before. They're okay. Apparently they're coming back. So
I still need my chubby popcorn bucket.
That's not Star Wars, though.
I don't care. I still love Star Wars, but I need chubby now.
So yeah, this is why we're a little bit confused. Normally, they do have May the 4th food offerings available, but it's usually just for the month of May. So I'm confused why they have some food stuff that's available through April and May, but ends June 2nd. They have some food stuff that's available starting May 4th and goes through August 22nd.
We should just be grateful that they have extra food because after COVID, Disney was like, let's just have two or three things on every menu.
That is true.
So at least there's food now.
That is very, very true. And then for those people who are diehard Star Wars fans and feel like this is worth it to them, you can always go to Star Wars Night. Apparently the April nights never did sell out, but the May nights have sold out. You can't go there on May 4th because they're not doing one on May 4th.
Very strange.
And I will say, please don't do the dining package at Cafe Orleans for Star Wars Night because you get nothing out of it except time.
Yep.
Like, it's not, you don't get anything with it other than just some vaguely Star Wars-esque New Orleans food. And they sucked some time away from your night. That's all you get.
Yeah.
So don't do it. Just don't. It's not worth it. I don't know why they're offering it. It's just what it is. Disneyland is probably as I was going through this, I personally think Disneyland is better than Hollywood Studios for Star Wars fans. I don't know if you agree.
Probably.
Not only because the weather's better, but I feel like with the fact that there's Hyperspace Mountain added into this, and they do Star Wars Nights, and I just feel like and then now they have Fire of the Rising Moons, which they don't have at Hollywood Studios. I feel like that just makes it a little bit better if you're a big Star Wars fan at Disneyland than it does at Hollywood Studios.
Probably. Yes.
Is there anything that you're particularly excited for? And no, your chubby sipper doesn't count for this conversation because, again,
fine.
It is not Star Wars.
He could have come from some other planet and long time ago and then came to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway and now he's. Yeah.
So is your answer no?
The food. I want to try some of the food for sure. Yeah. Hyperspace Mountain's fun, but it's not as good as the original.
So. You know what I forgot? What we forgot to mention? It's written right here and I just skipped over it. Star Tours.
Oh, yeah, with the fun new places you go to, which we got the exclusive first time look for some reason.
Yes.
Yeah, you get to go to Ahsoka's place.
I don't remember the name of the planet. The one with the space whales.
The space whale planet. And then you get to see the Grogu and the Mandalorian. It was all fun.
So I almost forgot Star Tours. You know, I actually thought Star Tours would just like disappear with the opening of Galaxy's Edge.
No.
And they have found ways to keep it relevant. I'm very impressed with what they've been doing to keep it where it's still entertaining. Because unfortunately, I don't feel like you can say the same thing with Smuggler's Run.
Yeah. I really wish, and it would probably be kind of difficult, but if they had like different tracks or different places you would do or different goals that you're trying to achieve with Smuggler's Run, I think it'd be amazing, but
it needs a little bit of a refresh to it because it's like any other video game that
you do it once.
You do it too many times and the challenge is gone.
Yeah. I mean, you can mix it up by being the gunner or the engineer or the, each of the pilots is a little different.
Yes. Too. And there's also, you can unlock the Chewbacca mode.
Yep. I don't remember how.
But I don't really care to because I don't know how that makes it necessarily more challenging other than you just hear Chewie.
It's just different.
Through everything. And I'm like, cool.
Last time we were on it, I don't know if there was the major delay, but it had a little extra, like we were going through these asteroids or stuff.
It doesn't always do that. And I actually wish it would do it more often.
Yeah, like mix it up, Disney.
Although the people we were with were not really trying.
No, they were very bad. And
But not like bad in like an entertaining way. They just weren't.
Not good. They thought they were good and then they were not good.
Yeah, it was interesting. They were very, I got the impression that they weren't excited that we were tagging onto their group. I'm like, I'm sorry, this thing holds six and there's only four of you.
Yep. Didn't they only have three?
Actually, they only had three of them.
Yeah, I was like,
But that's just something. Don't get me wrong. If you've never been on Smuggler's Run before, it's super fun. In fact, I would like to go on with you because it's a lot more fun when people who are driving have never driven before. Yes. It's a lot more
definitely
entertaining.
Like,
I'm more than happy
like
to be there.
Your parents who are just terrible at it.
I'm more than happy to be in the back as the engineer, having those people do the driving because it makes it all much more fun.
We will laugh at you.
Yes.
For sure.
Very loud in your ear.
Yes.
It'll be great. So those are the Star Wars things that you can do at Disneyland. It's a great place for Star Wars fans every May. This May is, I guess,
very long May.
More exciting?
I don't understand.
It's all just very confusing. So at one point in May, you'll be able to enjoy Pixar Fest and Season of the Force and the May the 4th stuff.
And AAPI.
And the AAPI Heritage Month stuff. All concurrently. Congratulations if you're going in May.
And Pineapple Eating Day. Like I said, May 14th. I've declared it as Pineapple Eating Day.
We should make sure that we have pineapple on that day.
Yeah, maybe.
Why did you choose a day we don't happen to be in Hawaii?
Oh, that's true.
We're going to Hawaii later this month and with his dad.
Yes.
And now I just realized you happened to choose like one day where we're not already going to be in the place that has the best pineapple.
We'll just go to the grocery store and have one piece of pineapple.
That's not that good here.
No.
It's fine, but it's not. There's a place that sells grilled pineapple.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing. That's the most amazing thing ever. All right. So if you are big Star Wars fans, this is what you have to look forward to. If you're not big Star Wars fans, then I guess here's some things to avoid.
Or
at least be like, oh, so that's what's going on.
Yeah, there's other stuff to do. Now you got the Pixar Fest, so.
Yeah, there's other things going on besides just Pixar.
And at least you can try the food, because you don't have to love Star Wars to try different foods.
No. You can. In fact, a lot of the food at Galaxy's Edge tends to be really, really, really good.
Yes.
So I approve of it. It's nice. Okay, with that, if you aren't currently with plans to go to Disneyland, I think that you're just missed out on.
Yeah, it ends the morning of when our episode comes out.
Is it that morning? I thought it was earlier than that. Anyway, they were doing, Getaway Today was doing a big promotion of selling adult tickets at kids' prices. Yeah. I think it will have ended by the time you hear this, which is unfortunate, but they can still save you a lot of money. Use the link in the description to book through them. They are great to work with. Like we mentioned before, they always have the best deals on hotels.
Yes.
So.
And they can still save you money on the tickets. And make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us along next week. Like we said, we'll be at Disneyland for one day for
mini trip.
We'll tell you about it later.
And then make sure you subscribe so you get new episodes as they drop. And I think that's it.
And our cat is still cute and still
she
sitting on us.
She has not moved. Well, she's moved a little bit, then she just went back where she was. So, anyway, we will talk to you guys next week. We have a very special episode in mind.
Yes.
So, all right.
Bye.
Bye.